Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
I almost said make it make sense.
It's Tuesday.
Almost said make it make sense. What's the one thing about South Africa that still makes you smile? You know, that makes you smile. Easy to identify the things about South Africa that hurt, frustrate and discourage us, but we went about these things often, and who can blame us? As a nation, we've endured a lot of pain, a lot of disappointment, and had to fend for ourselves when we felt let down by our nation's leaders. Hope they're listening and they're feeling guilty. But despite the negative things we endure, there are moments when we talk, when we can think about our country, our people, our nation, and smile. So, what is it about Mzansi that still makes you smile? Ladies first, I'll go first. What excites me? I think there's so many things. But for me, what excites me, because I see frustration mostly on the African continent when it comes to elections. When people vote and they only get results after a year. Mm. And the person who's been the president for the past 30 years retained the position with a 95% win. So what I like about us is that going to vote today at 7 p.m., usually when we knock off, vote at 7 p.m. or 7:30. By the time I get home, maybe around 11, results start to trickle in. For me, that is exciting. You know, that is something that doesn't happen in a lot of countries. Mm. And which is, yeah, something that I really love and enjoy about the country. The rest I'll tell you next year.
I think social media has taken and has made so many careers. Back in the day, you'd find umuntu ba famous or umuntu ba successful after iskhathi esilanga when it comes to entertainment.
Yeah.
If you're not doing kwaito and you're not an actor, it takes a while. Today I saw a poster from Limpopo Boy, the dancer, who's fully booked for a year.
Imagine.
Internationally.
Mm.
So he's going through all these countries, teaching them how to dance.
They want to dance.
I don't even know him. I'm like, I'm so excited.
In China, South Korea, in Japan.
He's fully booked for a year. So this year he doesn't have a free date from this weekend up until the end of the year.
Imagine.
He's going everywhere. Say China, say USA. He's going to countries that you never thought, or he never thought he would go to go and dance. And that just made me smile. And it shows you what a simple camera and someone shooting you, or what TikTok or Instagram can do for your career.
100%.
Yeah, that really made me smile.
I suppose for me is the ability to strike up a conversation with strangers in other countries.
We're going to DM.
No, we're going like face to face. In other countries, that might seem taboo. You could be told that wapapa with them, but it's such a norm in South Africa to be standing in a queue and start a random conversation with a random stranger. And I think that always makes me feel like, you know, no matter where you are, you can't be too alone. Which is always comforting, you know, for a lot of us. I think I enjoy that about South Africa, about Joburg in particular, because maybe it might not be the same in Cape Town, but this is definitely our thing. You can be in the queue, libuenka, something je ekelango lefte, and it's normal.
So, last night I saw a video of a Kenyan guy. So, he was going around the country asking people as to if you were not Kenyan, Which country would you love to be a part of or a citizen of? 90% chose South Africa.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying South Africa.
It's a land of possibilities.
South Africa.
When you're saying you can never be alone in South Africa, no matter where you are. I've seen so many stories of people trying to kill themselves on social media. Like, I'm going through a lot right now and I think this is it.
Mm.
And then they start talking to people they don't know.
Yeah.
And they convince them to snap out of it and develop a certain friendship of some sort.
Yeah.
And that person is still alive and living a better life. As much as Araseko depressed as they were back then, they're in a better space now.
Malcolm X. Remember? You know the guy called Malcolm X?
He once,
you know.
Yes, Malcolm X.
He once attempted to commit suicide. And I think
the politician.
Kill politician Malcolm.
No, no, when I come on Malcolm X, no.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Malcolm X is Malcolm X South African. What's happening?
There's a guy, there's a local guy called Malcolm X. And I think the person who convinced him was Winnie Mandela. Was Winnie Mandela. Today he's a businessman.
Yeah, it's
a nickname. I don't know his real name.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Great guy. Yeah, I remember the story where he tried, to unalive himself.
Yeah, I think in Bramfontein. So there you go. Guys, Khobuza is like hella confused.
Hey, I was so confused.
What is it about Mzansi that still makes you smile? Yo, I am done.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
My favorite thing about South Africa is when people see Cyril Ramaphosa, they'll be like, "Hi, cupcake," and he just smiles, you know. I know in other African countries you can never say that to a president, so that's just my favorite thing about South Africa.
Guys, you know, one thing that makes me smile and happy about South Africa is that we literally have the best country to live in the world. I will say this without any fear of controversy of any sort. Now, we just need to be one of those people that are definitive and intentional when it comes to the people that we choose in leadership positions. There, we need to literally strengthen there. Because, hey, yeah, la, South Africa.
Komoto, help us.
Next.
Yeah. We good? So, Barry Sirili, Barry Moena, cupcake was smiler, and there's nothing wrong with it. Go America, Donald Trump just used the F-bomb today. Live on
TV. Do you think
TV,
if somebody said to the president, "Hey, Orange Man," he'd like be okay?
Which president?
Donald Trump, Orange Man.
You're deported. You're out of America. Even if you're white, even if you're born
even if
there.
You're American.
Yeah, no, you're gone. He's going to find a place for you. Orange Man.
He's come for people for less.
But it's over.
No, I don't think so. You know, and it's such a weird moment because I genuinely think people, especially in the news around the world, don't know how to treat this moment.
No, they don't.
Even Piers Morgan is shocked.
Yeah.
And you know, if you shock Piers Morgan, you've crossed multiple lines because of his style of journalism.
But what about the MacGy Go podcast?
Mhlambe MacGy, you know.
Mekti is on his own way. Like, he lives in his own world. No, I'm Kuza Ranjan Mekti.
Yeah.
But I don't Kuzile. I Kuziglian. I want.
Yeah, you're the next guest. Go. Chill out.
Ask Kumbas. Come back to me.
Yeah, I'll tell Maranga. I'm not doing no podcast and chilling grand.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive 959. One thing about South Africa that still makes you smile, could it be the many sports teams and individuals who have been achieving great results around the world? What do you see when you look at our nation's children, their talents and potential? Is it when you hear music from our country? Is it when you eat our indigenous food? Is it when you look at me, the vendor man?
Mina, there's a lot in South Africa that make me smile. But ezidlula zonke, etho papa zonke, guys, in teachers. Teachers, they closing this week, baholile. They're going to open, baholile. Lalela, yabona bathi educated. Basho naba bantu, bayawazi ama right wabo. Lalela, they make me smile. Yabona labo bantu labo. Angisakhulumi ngama holiday bebanawo. Angifuni futhi nokuyibala le. Lalela, make me frustrated, obvious, politiki, shame. Yabo labo bantu labo bafana nensizwa engana inkomo ekushela uyiqome uhlale 16 years kumjolo.
You know, one thing that makes me smile about South Africa, and especially on the social media, we can be playful sometimes, but when it comes to serious issues, ubuntu sinabo. We help each other. When they see a person ohlupheka, they go all out to kumsiza leyo muntu. I once seen this girl was going to graduate. She didn't have anyone to come with, and people gathered around, they went with her to graduation. It was so nice.
For me, what makes me smile about this lovely country of ours is sports, man. I'm glad that the cricket has finally brought something home, you know.
Yeah.
When you look back at the bad ancestors that we used to have who ended up making the world call us chokers, to the black players who've raised their hands, who we've made sure that their path is clean. I mean, we did a lot of sacrifice in cricket for the Rabadas and the Bavumas to be where they are today, you know. So I'm happy. Also Sundowns, also the Springboks. So sports in general for me in this country just makes me happy.
Yo, mina guys, I'm at an age where I enjoy our radio stations. I'm not boxed in one particular radio station, but I can listen to them across the board, from traditional to commercial to public radio stations. In the morning, I have a specific show on the other station. In the mid-morning, I switch off to the other one. I channel hop. Even in the afternoon, I listen to this one. After this, I'm going to listen to another radio station right through the night.
But thank you for listening out. It really means a lot.
Yo, what was the other voice note, man?
The champion Sports. Chokers.
Eh? You know what? I was actually thinking about it after the Proteas won. Eh? Mm-hmm. Like, now they've opened the doors for future generations and who will not be called chokers.
Yeah.
Because it was very... Because this thing, calling them chokers actually didn't sit well with me.
We have turned the sea of chokers to see
didn't sit well with me. Yeah. So now they're making life easy for the new generation. This
even
thing, chokers.
For them.
Yeah.
They now believe that they can do it because this chokers thing,
and it's not
even
their fault.
It's been generational. So they've definitely broken that curse.
As a country, we have two teams, cricket and rugby, that are champions, and their captains are black.
Yeah. And these never are saw teams it coming, eh? That were historically white.
True.
So I was actually white. Having a conversation with someone, and I was saying to them, have you ever watched the female bokeh bokeh? It's like 80% of them are black, and it's girls.
Really?
And the bars are pusha.
You need to watch them.
Yeah.
80% are black women. And they're just amazing, which is, for me, I think it's just... incredible.
From Nandem Zanzas.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
One thing about South Africa that still makes you smile, we got voice notes.
Mina, what makes me smile today when I look at South Africa? Yazi ukubona umlungu afike ekuseni afike aye ofisini lomuntu omnyama afike athi good morning sir, sorry I'm late. What are we doing today? Yazi le feeling leyo, eh? Niyangifila mara nini. Umlungu nje afike athi good morning sir, sorry I'm late. What are we doing today? Ashwa kimi umuntu omnyama, mara nini ngabanje bafuna cha nikhulumeni ngesiZulu lento. Makokuthi nizoyidlala le voice note.
I would say we do not forget where we come from because, like, let me say every year, Salu Sarafina or Siambugela, Naganjani J, Bazum advertiser. We don't forget about Tatu Mandela, Umamu Winnie Mandela. Like, we remember as much as possible about history, too, even if it's something that I haven't mentioned, but we are proud of being South Africans. And where we come from.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
Get ready, mama. Prepare for your freedom.
Osole was mentioning that we don't forget where we come from. She forgot to mention Lunaba Bedi. When you go home.
One thing that makes me smile about South Africa, guys, lerka go shabang as a country. We find humor in everything. I saw a post Mobadi talking about this could be the beginning of World War III and our soldiers are probably Komohodu Monday. It was funny, but we just find humor in everything because we don't like to be sad. And some other stats, we're one of the happiest countries. I don't know how with our economy, but yeah, that's the one thing that makes me happy about, yeah.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.